So their question for us is, if I'm not developing in the cloud, why should I start? Why don't you try it first?
All right. Well, you know, the most important reason here is that I just get away from having to set up different development environments on different machines. Set it up in the cloud once, and then I have access to it everywhere I go. And I don't even have to get rid of my favorite IDE. I can still mount Eclipse or Visual Studio or even Sublime into that cloud development workspace. But beyond that, collaborative benefits. I can bring my friends in. They can get into the development environment. They can help me debug certain situations. And if you're a part of a team, it really helps with a consistent workflow. Teams can clone. They can create reproducible environments. And that helps a lot if you're dealing with a distributed workforce or everybody's working at home. What about you, Rick?
Well, I think probably the only reason that you're not developing in the cloud right now is because you're tired of getting your ass kicked by things like trying to install Jenkins or getting connected to GitLab or whatever. But now that is, like, just installing and setting up those services is so drop-dead easy now that there's really no reason. Like, if you're not, you should take another look, because now it's just, you can just push a button. And Bitnami probably has what you need already packaged and just ready to go, click the button.
You know, there's another reason to do this as well, in that last year there was over 150 billion hours of compilation time done by developers all around the world with their computers. And most computers are not really suited to strong workloads.
You make a good point.
You get that into the cloud, right? You can scale it up with as many threads and as many CPUs as you want, and you can become a lot more productive.
That's true, yeah. And also, like, you can get a lot more productive by not having to, like, try to maintain your desktop as a development environment. You know, like, do I have the right version of Rails? What if I have two Rails apps? How do I keep two versions going? Like, you're developing with the cloud, like, all that kind of...
It's the classic, it doesn't work on his machine, but it works on mine.
Yeah, get it.